We bring in Coach Nick McDevitt of the MTSU Blue Raiders. They are taking on Western Kentucky, the arch rival, coming up this weekend, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Murphy Center. Of course, you can hear that starting at 5:30 on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 and 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great this morning. Thanks for having me.
Your basketball team, I mean, look, let's just talk about this game right off the bat. Is it fun for you as a coach because you know that this is the rivalry game? It's a big conference game. You obviously want that, but there's a little extra juice because there are 100 miles between these two schools.
There's no question about it. I mean, obviously our players know about the game, the fans know about the game and what it means, and I just think it's a fun one for our area as well. I think no matter, you know, where you're at, your rival games are the ones that particularly your fans circle on the calendar and the ones that mean the most and give you bragging rights at the office and around town. So this will be a fun one. They got a good ball club, so do we, and we'll have some fun tomorrow night.
You're 3-1 in the conference so far, riding a little momentum going into this. Do you as a coach look at it as momentum can carry from game to game, or does that not matter and it's more about what you do in the current game?
A little bit of both. You know, I think there is such a thing as having momentum and understanding what you're doing right now. Either it is working or it's not, and figure out the whys. Right now we're playing well. We're playing well together. And we do have a little momentum, but that won't matter in tomorrow night's game if you don't keep doing what has gotten you to this point. You know, I think sometimes – players and teams and programs, if you can stay focused and disciplined and continue doing the things that has given you success, then that success can continue. That doesn't mean you're going to win all your games, but you can continue to be successful. What happens sometimes is you start trying other things, and you know, that's when things go the wrong way, but our guys have done a pretty good job of that this year.
Talking MTSU head basketball coach Nick McDevitt. The Blue Raiders take on Western Kentucky, 6 p.m. at Murphy Center. We're going to pack that place tomorrow night with a lot of blue to make it loud. Coach, I know you don't control the schedule. You're playing really well, come off that Jacksonville State game. Now you have a week off. Do you like that, or you just kind of deal with it?
Again, a little bit of both. You kind of like it because it gives you a chance at this portion of the season where some guys that may have a little – nicks and bruises and their legs are sore and those kind of things that give you a chance to recover. The difference, though, particularly with Conference USA league scheduling, is you don't have a scheduling advantage or disadvantage because with your travel partners, you're going to have the same look week in and week out as a lot of your opponents. And like for us, Western Kentucky is our travel partner. So when we go out west, we're playing New Mexico State. They're playing UTEP on a Thursday, and then we flip it on Saturday. But when you have the week where you're playing your travel partner, you're both off, obviously, on Thursday. So right now, this week, you know, we have a bye yesterday, but so did Western. So it's not like, you know, you've played three games this week and they've played one or vice versa. So you don't really have that scheduling advantage or disadvantage because they're doing the same thing you are.
How great would it be tomorrow night to run out on the court at Murphy Center to see that packed house and a lot of blue there tomorrow night supporting your guys?
Oh man, it's great. Our guys love playing here. You know, we've been fortunate over the last, you know, 4+ years. We're 13-1 here in our last 14 games and something like 47-9 or so in the last 4+ years. So our players love playing here, and they love playing in front of our fans in a packed house. So, you know, having a big crowd and a loud environment just gives us that much more of a home court advantage. And, you know, our players love playing here at the Glass House, and it'd be great to see a lot of blue here tomorrow night.
Oh, absolutely. Coach, you're already starting to see a little separation within the conference, which, again, goes to the fact that this game tomorrow night versus Western is not only a fun game because it's a rivalry game, but this is a very important game.
It is an important game. You know, I think anytime you're playing your rival, just because of that, it's important. But also because of how tough it is to win, and particularly to win on the road. in this league is hard. So it's important that you hold serve at home. Our teams as a collective in non-conference play, Conference USA was 55-6 in home games. And so it just lets you know how teams are holding serve at home and how hard it is to go into one of those environments and win. And so this place has got to be one of those environments. We were good in non-conference play. As I just mentioned, we've been good at in league play at home. So it's important we hold serve because getting them on the road is difficult.
Coach Nick McDevitt of MTSU is here with us. And, you know, you've given us some great insight over the years on just kind of the landscape in college sports and how it's changed. How beneficial was the out-of-conference schedule for you all to kind of find your groove, get on the same page? Because, you know, the team changes every year with transfers, you know, coming in, coming out, all that stuff. So how beneficial was that to kind of have that under your belt before you got into conference play?
No, I think you make a great point. Our strength of schedule was the second toughest non-conference schedule in our league. And what it did was it gave us a chance to see we can go on the road and beat good teams. You know, we went to UAB and won. You know, we went down early in the season down to Abilene Christian out of the WAC as part of our WAC Conference USA Challenge. Won that game on the road. We were in tough MTE, a tough tournament, with Ohio, supposed to win the MAC, won that game. South Florida out of the American won that semifinal game, and then played Bradley, who's predicted to win the Missouri Valley in the championship game. Played Tennessee on the road. Those are games that your team, you really find out what you're capable of. Can you win on the road? Can you win three games in 3 days against tough opponents? And can you beat some of the best teams in the country? Obviously, when we went to Knoxville, playing at that time the number one team in the country, we were ahead at halftime. It's a 3-point game with about 7 or 8 to go. And as we told our guys, like, now you see when you get to the NCAA tournament just how good you have to play to advance, because we don't want to just get there. You know, you want to get there and win and get to the next round. And now you know what that competition looks like, what that environment's like, and how well you have to play in those kind of games. And right now, Conference USA is a league. You look at like KenPom rankings, one of the top 10 leagues in the country. We're actually 9th right now. The Atlantic 10 is 8, Conference USA 9, and the American is 10. And wow. So I think it just speaks to how good this league is. Obviously, there's been a ton of movement from conference to conference by a lot of athletic programs around the country. So perhaps some people in the mid-state aren't quite as familiar with Kennesaw and Jacksonville and Sam Houston and Mexico State as they were in the past with Old Dominion and UAB and some of the teams that have been our conference partners in the past. But that doesn't mean they're not really good programs and really good teams. And I think when you do a closer look at their records, their standings, their analytics, you'll find that this is a really, really tough league, and we're going to have to play well each and every night, including tomorrow night against Western.
Excellent point. Coach Rolly, go. Are you superstitious at all?
Not overly. I won't say that I don't pay attention to routine and have things that I'm definitely going to do, but I'm not walking in and out of the same door every time I come in the building and making sure I eat the exact same meal at the exact same time every day. But there are, I think, you know, any athlete or any coach, or, you know, I'm sure a lot of people in business as well that have their routines that they like.
Well done.
Very. Hey, before we let you go, I know you're a big NASCAR fan. How excited are you for the Daytona 500?
Man, I saw the other day, I saw a tweet out that said that it's sold out already.
Yep.
So fired up to get them going again. We're looking forward to another NASCAR season.
It's going to be cool. And obviously the Super Speedway with the race out there and in May. I guess it's in May this year. That's going to be a lot of fun. They did. Coach, congratulations on the season to this point, and good luck tomorrow night against Western Kentucky. It's going to be a fun one for sure.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me this morning, and go Blue.
Absolutely.
Love
Coach
it.
Nick McDevitt, head coach of the Blue Raiders of MTSU, as they will take on Western Kentucky at the Murphy Center tomorrow night. Pregame coverage at 5:30 on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 and the tip-off at 6 o'clock. Go check them out. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.